Let's get a gander at the May 2013 issue of Reason magazine with Reason editor-in-chief Matt Welch. Welcome back, Matt.
Thank you for welcoming me to my own office.
Not a problem. All right, so there were some really interesting articles in this issue, and one of them I think that was most terrifying to me was about the medical profession. Codes, acronyms, and protocols killing creativity and intuition in medicine. It's alarming and sad. Tell me about that article.
We have a great libertarian doctor in Arizona, Dr. Jeff Singer, who talks about how all of the standardization of Medicare and hospital practices and now Obamacare have created a perverse system whereby doctors are out there trying to fill in codes that will reimburse them more strongly rather than tailoring their own diagnosis and their own prescriptions to what the patient needs. It's created a very standardized cookie cutter way of producing medicine, and it's turned doctors from sole proprietors and entrepreneurs into more like button pushers and employees of hospitals. It's really changed the system so that doctors are no longer satisfied and happy with their jobs. And in the subhead of the piece, he's talking about how doctors are actually going galt. They're leaving the profession because of the strictures placed upon it by the central government.
It's scary because patients lose and medical schools will too, because there's no longer incentive for people to go to medical school out of college.
And it all gets more expensive for everybody.
Speaking of expensive, we're finally getting to see what happened, what was the result of the big stimulus, Ant Research, Dance Software, and the Multiplier.
The stimulus, $833 billion in 2009, was sold to us as if you spend $1 of stimulus, you'll get something like $1.50, maybe $2 in economic activity, which will then reboot the economy, and it's all going to be happy days and cupcakes after that. That didn't turn out to be true. We all know that. What Peter Suderman has done is he's talked about why the theory of the multiplier to begin with was false and unknowable, unprovable. You can't really measure a stimulus's effect because you can't just have an entire separate economy as a control group on this.
And he also What a convenient metric, though, for the Obama administration.
Well, sure, to sell it. And not only that, but they mandated that the Congressional Budget Office measure it, even though they can't. And so they measured it based on the myth of the multiplier and said, well, this is probably creating or saving 3.5 million jobs, even though our own ways of measuring this cannot possibly prove that, right?
Wow.
Every quarter you see a lot of journalism basically saying that CBO proves that, you know, the stimulus is working, yet we live in a world where we can see that the economy is worse than the worst case scenarios for the president's own advisors when they were trying to sell the stimulus, when they said, if you don't do the stimulus, we're going to see unemployment go above 8%. Well, it's gone way above that, and now we're getting into more of a Japan-style economy. And Peter does a really good job of doing a post-game, point-by-point, why it all went wrong.
Even the worst-case scenarios came true with the stimulus.
Yes, and now they're asking for more. The Democratic budget asked for another $100 billion of stimulus.
Oh, my garden. Matt also has a great essay, The Death of Contrarianism. Is journalism worse for the wear because there's a new republic? Find out in the May 2013 issue of Reason. And for Reason TV, I'm Kennedy.